Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Good morning, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com. And you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to tap into the infinite power of your soul. This show is all about soul, about your soul, how to listen to your soul, how to unleash your brilliance, and how to go after your biggest dreams. And today we have an absolutely amazing guest with a topic, of course, true to my heart. It's Tanya Geisler, and she's going to talk about step into your starring role. And if you have been play acting, practicing, rehearsing, being in an understudy in your role for far too long, and you are deeply wanting to step fully into it, like you want to own it, you want to own the stage, but you feel you've held back, you're not sure why, you know, that's what we're going to talk about today. And I think a lot of us can relate to that. So stay with us. Your Soul Guidance with Saskia is live each Wednesday at 6 a.m. Pacific, at 8 Central Time and 9 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me talk a little bit and give you an idea who Tanya is. She is a life and business coach, and she's coached how many to step into the spotlights of their lives and business. Tanya wrote the Joy Pages. She created the Board of Your Life. She's a blogger on the wildly popular Daily Love. She has served as a contributor and was featured in the Canadian Living. And she's an in-demand speaker who talks with great passion about all things joy, meaning, purpose. Just try to stop her. And she spoke on TEDx Women. And that video is available in March 2013. And I absolutely can't wait to see that. And her belief, Tanya's belief, is that everyone knows their own unique recipe for their personal brand of joy. And they hold the key to shining in their life, their work, and their life's work. And that's really going to change everything. And today, she is here. So let's give her the floor. Welcome, Tanya.
Oh, thank you. What a warm and truly delightful welcome, Saskia. So honored to be here. I mean, when you said in your intro, the infinite power of your soul, I just about melted and forgot where I was for a second. So it's really wonderful to be here today. Thank you.
Well, isn't that the journey? And what I ask most of my guests is, like, you know, we all have a soul's path, a soul's calling. And at some point, we just have the courage to open that door and step into that. Can you relate to that, Tanya? Was there like a specific moment in your life or more moments in your life that you actually did that?
Yeah, you know, I think that it was a lot of roads leading to where I am now. And yeah. The moment, though, that I zigged when I could have zagged, I was in advertising and marketing. I was quite high functioning, sort of upper echelon, I guess, of the place that I was at. And the work was aspects of it were very enjoyable. I don't know that I'd go so far as to say fulfilling, but they certainly were pleasant enough, and I was, by all accounts, successful. You know, I don't have a crying on the bathroom floor kind of story to it, but I do have a moment that sticks out in my mind. I was in Ottawa. I was helping launch an Alzheimer's drug with my client the day that the planes crashed into the Twin Towers, and I just had this, you know, this moment of this is a really short life. This is the sort of the beginning of that belief. And is this what I'm supposed to be here? Particularly once I was told by my client that the show must go on. We must continue on with the party as planned. You know, there was going to be no deviation from the script. And I thought, this isn't right. And then a couple of years later, my daughter was born the same year my mom passed away. And my mom had a mantra, and that was, don't postpone joy. And I live it. I live it. And it took, I've been looking for that ever since. And that was the moment, though, that year that I just thought, nope, I need to move into another way, another place that feels like home, because I don't feel like I'm home.
You know, for me, like you say, don't postpone joy. I mean, it's true. We always have that thing, like, you know, and that probably plays into this whole imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not ready yet. Or if I wait a little longer, maybe I'm better. Or, you know, we always postpone the true joy of living our purpose. And mm-hmm. and why is that? Because you're the expert on this.
Well, it's, you know, the imposter really does love to have us believing that we're not ready yet. And this is particularly true because most people that suffer from the imposter syndrome, and that's frankly most people, are high functioning. And, you know, we are sophisticated people. We are sophisticated, and we want to make sure that we have it all perfect. You know, we like the gold stars. So, you know, you have to be a perfect weight before you can take that stage, or you have to have this number of degrees behind your name before you can write that book, or you have to have this many books behind your name before you can do whatever it is. And it's really just sort of chasing that. At what point is it enough? At what point am I worthy enough? At what point have I deserved this? And the answer is, you know, never really. You know, never really are you ever going to feel like that, because that's the very nature of the ego. It wants to want more than it actually wants to get.
That's,
and I love, there's a quote from John Lennon, and that's, part of me thinks that I'm a loser, and the other part of me thinks that I'm God Almighty. And,
oh, from what song is that again? Part of me thinks I'm a loser.
Uh-huh. And the other part of me thinks that I am God Almighty.
Yeah.
And the truth is, we know more than we think, and we'll never know it all. And I find great grief and relief in that statement. It's just, it's true. We'll never know it all, and we know more than we think. So I've spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to get us from this place of total loser, which doesn't exist, and move towards that place of authority, that place of being in your starring role.
Yeah. You know, I'm very visual, so I'm just picturing it. And I know there was a time in my life, and partly it's still there, that I never knew enough, and my drive to study is big, but I always needed to get another diploma on my wall, and then I had that, and then I thought, well, probably if I just do this course, then I'm better. And it was like at some point, like unending, and I looked at myself and I'm like, am I ever enough? And the answer is probably no, because it keeps, the ego will keep you going there. But a funny example is when I went to this writer's workshop, and there were all these advanced writers, and I knew I had a book in me, and everybody was telling their stories, and then I had to introduce myself, and I said, wow, you know, I feel like this is this kamikaze, you know, this is this self-suicide mission. I'm here. Everybody's so advanced and I've never written anything. And the funny part was that the workshop leader said, he said, well, out of all these 25 people, Saskia is the only one with the most chances here because she doesn't have a screwed up writer's voice. And I could just write from my heart. And in the end, my book became a bestseller. So, I mean, it's total, like, and I just wrote, I'm Dutch, and I just wrote from my heart. Like, in 22 days, I wrote my book, and I just got everything on the pages I had to, you know, how you listen to your soul and act on it. And it was like you say, you know, it took me years to silence that imposter voice that said, you can't write a book. You don't have experience. And then one day I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to write it. And probably, you know, that's, yeah, at some point we have to do that, but it's a journey.
Yeah.
But I think we all already, you know, going to break time. So everybody who's listening, we're talking with Tanya Geisler about step into your staring role, and stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you leave it now, you'll take away the pain.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we have our special guest, Tanya Geisler, and she's talking about step into your starring role. And I bet everybody, you know, can use that and has to do that at this point. Tanya, how can people connect with you?
Ah, they can find me at my site, www.tanyageisler.com, TanyaGeisler.com. That's really the best way to find me and what I'm up to. You can also find me on Facebook, Tanya Geisler Coaching.
Yeah, and I just want to encourage everybody to go there. It's just a lot of fun to browse around at your site, TanyaGeisler.com, because you have a special gift also there, Tanya.
I do, yes, thank you. I have the Joy Pages, which is a download that you can get at my site, and the earlier segment I was saying that my mama's mantra was don't postpone joy. So this is my, I don't know, I guess this is my my manifesto about joy, and I think it's just critically important that people find their own brand of joy.
Mm. Well, we were talking about, you know, our imposter complex, and why is it such an issue? Why do we have that? I think all of us.
Yeah. Well, so the thing, the big problem with the imposter complex, A, is that it's prevalence. It affects everybody who's high achieving. You know, Maya Angelou, Meryl Streep, John Lennon. You know, people that function at a high level are always going to have this experience of feeling that it's not quite enough. And you know, we're talking before about the good enough. You know, there's also places of not having enough expertise, experience, practice, money, time, maturity. You know, all these things, and they keep us from moving forward in our deepest desires.
Yeah.
And our unrequited dreams. And to me, that's just absolutely unacceptable. And I know that I'm talking to a soul sister in you, Saskia.
Yes.
So it's just, it makes me mad. You know, it makes me frustrated to see people holding back when they've been called, even if they've been called mightily or if they've just been whispered forward and they stop themselves short. And it's just excruciating to witness. So it's been a real joy for me to be able to uncover the process that I work with my clients and that I've been speaking on lately.
And I mean, I'm intrigued, because is there a special process you use? People come in and they tell you, you know, this is the issue. How do you get them out of their shell?
Well, it's a stepwise process. It's actually more of a, I like to think of it sort of as more of a, even as a continuum. You know, that you're at this place of feeling like an imposter, and then moving you towards that place of authority or starring role or playing bigger. And this is just what I have identified that I've used in my own life that has got me to places. I lived and breathed this process as I needed to take the stage to TEDx Women when I was speaking about the imposter complex. I mean, the irony of that never ceases to crack me up, that as I was, you know, the work that I've been doing for such a long time and about to take the stage at TEDx, it's like, I don't know enough about the imposter complex to be talking to the imposter complex. So we're never really away from it, even as I have this process that really works. And I'm happy to walk anybody and everybody through it if that's the right time for you.
Yeah, well, no, I would love to hear it, but I don't know how long that takes, but it's...
We could just do high level. I mean, really, you know, when you deciding to strive, deciding to step into, deciding to claim the role that you want, deciding to making the decision to be able to call yourself an author, making the decision to get that TV show, to whatever it is. So for me, it's been stage. It's been, you know, it's been the work that I'm doing. So you really have to want to. You really have to really deeply root into why it's important to you. Getting crystal clear about how you want to feel when you're there. And determining what that there is going to be. Setting up some markers so you know you're close. Otherwise, you'll shoot right past it. Because remember, the ego wants to want more than it wants to actually get. So sort of setting ourselves up with that is really the very first step in moving towards your authority, moving towards your starting role. And then the next place, you know, you really need to go is all of those critics, those inner critics that keep telling you all the reasons that you can't do it. I don't really believe in ignoring them. You know, I feel like they're kind of like tantrumy toddlers. You know, have you ever tried to leave the five kids? Have you ever just tried to ignore them? They just get louder, right?
Yeah.
So I actually have people listing all the reasons that their imposter complex cites that they'll never be an authority. And then just notice how truly unreasonable the confidence extremities are. You know, we go from, if I don't know everything, then I know nothing, right? If it's not perfect, it's deficient. So it's just absolutely, you know, we have it be so black and white, and, you know, none of that's true. And so, you know, I invite people to parse through what's real, what are some real places that need some concern, so some real places, some gaps. You know, where are the gaps that actually do need to be filled and issues that do need to be figured out, and what support is needed to help, and what are just the red herrings that are keeping you from progress, that are saying you don't have enough experience, you know, but what's actually true about that? And then I also invite people to look for, once they've parsed through what's real, what's imagined, you now have some action steps on the real piece. You know, oh, these are the gaps that I need to fill. And these are those other beliefs that I need to sort of drill into and find out what the truth is here for me. Because there's 2% of truth in every, you know, saboteur or gremlin. That's my belief anyway. So knowing
it's
what they're 2%
here to... 2% of truth. Is that so?
What's that?
Is that 2%? I like that to me.
Yeah, there's a 2%. There's a 2% of, you know, if there's, you know, we sometimes hear, you know, you'll be too big for your britches. Well, what's sometimes being honored here in that, you know, big, bold statement is you have a strong value of humility. Mm-hmm. Once you address, oh, okay, so that's humility talking. That's my value of humility talking. Okay, I got that. I will remain humble even as I rock that stage.
Yeah.
And then you can dissolve the other 98% that has you believing that, you know, that you're too big, it's too much. You can just let go of that because you're holding on to the piece that's important to you. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. And the whole statement where, you know, you're asked, who do you think you are? Right?
Yes. And here's who I know I am, right? So this is the next part where we move into bolstering your authority thesis. So what is the evidence that is emerging about your readiness to step into your starting role, about your authority? Like, what are the things that you know? Oh, and not ready yet, by the way, is the grandmama of all of this. That really is, I believe, you know, that's what really keeps us back. So knowing what it is you do know is critical. So what are your wins, your accomplishments, your credentials? What have you inspired? What have you authored? What have you delivered? What have you done? And then always recommend people have a yay folder.
A what?
A yay folder. You know, a folder that lives on your desk or on your computer that every time somebody says something wonderful about your work or your abilities or your presence or whatever it is that's important to you as you move into that authority, keep adding it in, all the testimonials, the references, the social proof, something that makes your heart soar or makes your heart go, yay, you stick it in there so that you have it as a resource for when you need it, because you're going to need it on this path.
Yeah, we do. We do. And we love the acknowledgement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's also a place, too, in the process where, you know, where I also invite people, you know, really what's going to keep you through is when you are released or unhooked from praise and criticism.
Yeah.
So as much as it's important to have this yay folder, because it's really like, you know, it's like a little shot of caffeine or something like that.
Yeah.
To do. The deeper work is for yourself to believe that you can run and jump and soar without this gay folder, and it's nice to have. It's really nice to have.
Yeah, on your low days, you can go there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then I think it's really important to assemble the cast. So assemble your cast or you know, call in the reserves, as I sometimes say. So
what is assemble your cast?
So that's in the step into your starting role language. So this is where I have a fundamental belief that the people in your life want to see you succeed. They really do. They just, you see it time and time again. So this is where you actually allow them to champion you, allow them to reflect back your creativity, your genius, and that they can remind you all the times that you've forgotten about when you were stellar. And so it's about gathering the people in your life that really can help you hold the same vision for yourself that you really want. And then, you know, you might need help leveraging your strengths. You might have identified some gaps that do need to be filled. Maybe you need to hire someone to help you pull back the tendrils to get you where you need to go. And when you're, you know, when you're, so you might need some sort of support that to sort of bridge some of those gaps. And part of this process is also, this feels hard, but releasing the people who undercut you or add to your insecurity.
Hard
stuff. There's no room for this. It just, there's a way to lovingly release them.
You know, I would love to talk also, but we're going to do that after the break. Like, you know, the difference in women and men.
Mm-hmm.
I truly think, you know, and I have 4 sons, 1 husband and 1 daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious. So let's talk about, you know, this after the break. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And we have our special guest, Tanya Geisler. If you want to know more about Tanya, you can go to her website, maybe even in the break time, www.tanyageisler.com. And stay tuned. We will be right back after the break.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and
helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we have our guest, Tanya Geisler, talking about step into your starring role. And before we go further, I want everybody to know how you can connect to Tanya. And please also mention that joyful gift you have, Tanya.
So you can find me at tanyageisler.com, TanyaGeisler.com. You can find me on Facebook, Tanya Geisler Coaching. You can find me at Twitter, at Tanya Geisler. And if you go to my site, you can download the Joy Pages, a missive to help you find your brand of joy in your life and in your work.
Well, before we go any further, you know, there's even more free stuff. I always talk about the importance of, you know, listening to your soul and act on it. Because your soul whispers your biggest dreams, and I still have it up. It will only be available, I think, one more week there for free. I have the 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. I'm in transition with my whole website, so it's still up there for free. It is all about, you know, the tricks and tools. It has meditations. It's absolutely free. You can get it at www.yoursoulguidance.com. Right, let's dive right into my question, Tanya, about is there a difference between women and men, how, you know, they go into their starring role?
Yeah, so, well, talking about the imposter complex, so that term, I always feel like I really want to reference. So the imposter phenomenon was coined by psychologists Pauline Clance and Susan Imes in 1978. So they were noticing this. They were studying high-achieving women, and they were seeing that these women couldn't internalize their accomplishments. They were dismissing all proof of success as a fluke or just timing or having, you know, fooled somebody into thinking that they were smarter or better than they are. So men certainly experience the syndrome too. We just come at it very differently. So one of those clinical psychologists, Dr. Valerie Young, wrote a book called The Secret Thoughts of Successful Women. And she talks about how from a young age, women are socialized to be concerned with fairness and openness. So if you do something wrong, then you apologize. And so this is a complete sweeping generalization, but for boys, they're not, or they haven't been taught to say, to apologize in the way that young women have. So it's kind of considered a sign of weakness to say sorry. They're taught it's okay to screw up, you're just not supposed to get caught, right? So this leads to really limiting behaviors, particularly for women, like unnecessarily pointing out our own mistakes, exhausting ourselves into the ground with over-preparing, spending thousands on programs and degrees only to find out the degree wasn't the answer, as you know this is like, and passing up a promotion because we're not ready, while in many cases, our male colleagues just dive in and, you know, they fake it till they make it.
Without apology.
Yes. Yeah, and we sort of stand by and go, I didn't know I could do that. I wasn't, or was there some sort of relief? There's a bit of relief that it's like, it's gone, it's out of their hands now. So I think that's been my experience. And you know, there are more places of nuance and discernment too, you know, the men that I work with as well. The process remains the same though, you know, this deciding to strive, this meeting the critics, bolstering your authority thesis. All of these pieces remain the same. And I do find it's unfortunate, but I do find because of that, that place of, you know, saying sorry is a sign of weakness. It is a, I'm just being cautious because I don't want to make the sweeping generalization again. It's harder for men to ask for help. And so that can be, you know, so the one hand, they have it in a different way. It's also a little bit of a more challenge to get to that place. So they might deepen more into what they know. So they're less hooked in by praise and than women are.
Yeah. Why are we so hooked into praise?
We want to be liked.
We want to be liked. Is that, yeah. Yeah.
We want to be liked.
And why is that less for men?
I think it's just this the way they're socialized. You know, you're not supposed to want outside acknowledgement. You're not supposed to want praise. You know, come on, suck it up, big boy. You can do it. You've got this. You're supposed to just show up fully expressed, and it can be really painful to watch.
Yeah, yeah. Tanya, how does it still show up in your life, the imposter?
Oh my gosh, every single day. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that I'll never get away from it. I'll never, ever get away from it. And like I say, well, you know, we're just about to take the stage at the TEDx. It was like, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be here, even though I've done all this work on the imposter complex. But I think that there's a place too of, you know, I've got a relationship with it now. It's like, okay, I know the steps to take myself through. And I'm in fabulous company. Listen, if John Lennon had this and Maya Angelou has this and Meryl Streep, like, come on, that's pretty fantastic that I get to have this too. And I also think that it's actually, it's not the worst thing in that, you know, once you're able to say, okay, I'm feeling this and I'm going to continue to move forward because I have sort of a structure in place. I know how I'm supposed to get through this. It feels like a benchmark that helps us understand what's really important here. It's trying to keep us on our leading edge, you know, because most people who experience it are high functioning, high achieving. It's a reminder how important our excellence truly is. So if we continue to challenge it and move forward in spite of it, it closes up the learning curve for when we set our sights on the next stage and goal, right? So then we can go through the process over and over again because we're always in this sort of cycle of, oh, okay, I've mastered, quote unquote, mastered this, and now what? Right? It's the nature of the ego.
So tell me your thought process. You're standing there, you know, like behind the curtains and the tents. And then you're like, your imposter is like yang yang yang. What's your train of thought?
So it's first of all, it's like I recognize that it's there. I heard I think it was Tara Sophia Moore talking about fear and how fear is sort of like, she sees that fear, you know, you're driving down the highway and there's fear is sort of your, it's in the car next to you, so it's in your line of vision. You don't need to pull over. You don't need to interact with it. It's just kind of there. So I sort of feel like that in the same way with the imposter complex. It's going to always sort of be there. It's sort of acknowledging. It's like, what is it here to tell me again? Oh, yes, it's here to tell me that this is important. Well, yeah, okay, I intend to do really well here. And then I root into that authority thesis. All the times I have successfully help my clients to move through this. Every time I've taken the stage, to thunderous applause, every time I've managed to prove to myself that I'm supposed to be here, that's what goes through my head. And then I just also root into that desired feeling that I establish in that decide to strive place.
Yeah, and I bet as soon as you step on stage, you're in your element, right?
Yes.
The juices start flowing and it's just easier.
Yes. Yes, yes, it is. I actually, at the TEDx stage, it was quite funny. I was introduced by this really wonderful high school student, and she had seen that my mom's mantra was "Don't postpone joy." So I was behind the stage. In this particular instance, this isn't always the case, but you know, I was really, this is really important. This is TEDx. It's like this message. This message of moving from imposter to authority is potentially going to reach hundreds of thousands of people, maybe.
Yeah.
It's really important. And so I was, fighter mode, right? Like, eye of the tiger, Rocky, gonna go. And this sweet young woman says, right before I went onto the stage, and Tanya Geisler would like all of us to hold in her hearts her mom's mantra, don't postpone joy. Yeah. Just about started to cry, Saskia. I was just this like really sweet, tender moment of remembering my mom's beauty and remembering her light. So it was just a very different energy when I actually took the stage because I wasn't going out there to sort of kill it. I was really in a different headspace, but it was really beautiful in that moment to remember what this joy was, right? This what I was here to do. It wasn't about killing it. It wasn't about knocking it out of the park. It was actually about feeling the joy. This is a dream of mine, and here I am, and how amazing is that? And that my mom somehow managed to find her way onto that stage with me was just brilliant.
It's interesting you say that, like, you know, it wasn't about knocking it out of the park, because, you know, we want to do that, but that's more the ego or, you know, for the accomplishment. But basically, you were there to inspire from your soul all these 100,000 people. And that comes from your joy. And I always think of Anita Morjani. I've interviewed her, and she had the near-death experience. And she always says, you know, do what brings you joy. I mean, that's our purpose. Do what brings you joy. And, you know, then we shine. And then we probably don't need all the credentials, and that all falls away. But it's such a journey. But I am looking that we are already going to a break, and I want to talk about the board of your life. I think it's a great topic. So stay tuned. We are talking with Tanya Geisler, and we will talk after the break about what's the board of your life. So stay tuned.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
T tuned into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Hey everyone, you're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We have our special guest, Tanya Geisler. And I want all of you to know how you can connect with Tanya. Tanya, can you tell us how they can get your joy pages, your website?
Sure thing, yes. You can find me at TanyaGeisler.com. That's TanyaGeisler.com. There you can download my joy pages, which is my missive of joy in helping you find your own brand of joy. You can also find me on Facebook, Tanya Geisler Coaching, or on Twitter, at Tanya Geisler.
Well, thank you so much, Tanya. Tanya, we want to talk about the board of your life. I mean, what is that?
Well, it's something that I needed, you know, when I was talking about that time in my life when I was like, I know there's something else for me in this world, and I don't know what that is. And I started asking people in my life when they have seen me powerful, when they've seen me in joy, when they've seen me in a place of inspiration. And out of that experience evolved what I now call the Board of Your Life program. So it's this transformative blend of coaching and brainstorming. So someone wants to make some sort of change in their life or even deepening into self, and they don't know what that might be. So she'll do some inner work, and then we gather a group of people who know her from different and complementary aspects of her life, and they help reflect back to her how she's showing up and what they see in her and what they can count on her for. And, even if I talk about it, I get goosebumps because it's just such an incredibly generative and beautiful process. And she's reconnected with the medicine that she brings to the world, and new paths are received. So it's sort of revealed. It's a gorgeous process. And I say medicine because it was reflected back to me that this is really it's actually an ancient tradition in medicine cultures where if somebody loses their medicine, the whole tribe is out of whack. So it behooves the whole tribe to sort of to help that person reconnect with their medicine. And, you know, you can see it in your group of friends when somebody is out of sync with themselves, the whole group is affected, you know? So that's what this is. And I facilitate this. I'm working with other coaches who facilitate this. I've got a do-it-yourself version that's available on my site that helps you to pick the advisory board, pick your facilitator, pick all of those aspects, and helps you prepare for it and all that inner work. And I'm also working on developing a group version that isn't just about one person's path, but a whole group. So I like to think of it kind of as a girls' weekend kind of thing where you would take turns being the subject of this glorious discussion.
Thank you. That's great explanation. And you also talk a lot about your brand of joy. And, you know, we have a couple of minutes. Why is it so important? You know, we know our brand of joy.
Yeah, well, we are all governed by a desired feeling, right? We want to feel good. Everybody wants to feel good. And we're all chasing it. And we don't know, we're not clear on what it is, you know, much less what comprises it and how to get it. And we know once we know what that feeling is, it can change everything. And my desired emotion is what I call joy. It's simple. I want to feel joy in everything, my relationships, my work, my food. But what I call joy, other people have other names. My friend Julie calls it love. My friend Michelle calls it enthusiasm. My husband Greg calls it success. And these may feel like trigger words as you relate to the meaning that you have imbued with joy or love or success, but it's all labels for the essence of the same thing, that feeling of resonance when all is right in your world. So, you know, I've been talking about joy as mine, but there are aspects of what joy, when I'm in joy, I need to feel three different attributes. So for me, it's connection, generosity, and gratitude. So if I'm not feeling one of those three, then I'm not in joy. And for Julie to feel, for Greg to feel that success, he needs to feel acknowledged, and he's got to feel achievement and affluence. So those are his attributes. For somebody to feel, enthusiasm, which is her brand of joy. My Michelle needs to feel creativity and passion and a quality of aliveness. So if I feel out of joy, it's not just as easy to say, oh, okay, well, how can I feel more joy in this moment? Sometimes that's just too vague. So I have to look into, okay, how can I feel more connected? How can I feel more generous? How can I feel more gratitude? And that's my holy trinity of joy.
So everybody has a brand of joy, and for everybody it's different. Like for some people, it's like for you, for example, it's like feeling connected, feeling, generosity and gratitude. And for somebody else, the brand of joy is success, achievement, and creativity.
Yeah, so it's like a big mama of what that joyful feeling is for you is underpinned by other qualities. So if you think about a perfect moment in your life when you just want a time to stand still, there is something about that moment. When I think about my moment, I'm really clear about what was going on. In that moment, in that perfect moment, I felt joy. So in somebody else's, if they think about their ideal moment in their life, in that moment, they might feel love, or they might feel beauty, or freedom, or peace, or ease. And those would be their words for what I call joy.
I love that. I'm sitting here myself, and I want to say to all the listeners, go to that moment. What was that perfect moment of joy when you felt joy? What was going on? You were really connected, or you achieved something, or you were in acknowledgement. I mean, I'm going to definitely sit with this, Tanya, after we talk, because I think it's very important. And then, like you say, when none of them is there, there's probably, your joy is missing. And then you can take a step towards that joy, right? If it's connection, then you can say, okay, I need to make the connection, or let's go into gratitude, or let's give something, right?
Absolutely.
It's very practical as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It is absolutely. And so, I think this is about, it's really about deepening into, ourselves and having greater awareness. So, what might have worked for me last year in this realm of generosity probably wouldn't cut it this year. Just as we become more and more sophisticated in knowing ourselves, my same tactics probably don't necessarily work, but it always comes back to, how can I feel more joy? Oh, too big. How can I feel more connected? Ah, yes. I can call my dad. That I need to do. I haven't written in my gratitude journal, or I haven't thanked somebody for the contribution they made in their life. Surrounding yourself with generous people. We've touched on Danielle Laporte, and I love, she says, generous people have more to give. Oh, how much do you love that? So, so that's why it's important. So understand what the umbrella term is for yourself, and then what are the attributes that really bolster and support that. So you can go, so you can move towards that. And that is when you're going to feel good. None of this, joy, if joy doesn't resonate for you, then there's some other word that will.
Yeah. The word joy is very pure to me. It's bigger.
Yes.
But that's for everybody different, of course.
That's right.
You can say happiness or joy or love. Well, certainly this was super joyful for me, and I felt very connected and very, it's just, we spread the word and let other people into all your, wisdom and expertise. Tanya, is there anything else? We still have 2 minutes that you want to share or give to our audience.
I'm just so grateful for the work that you're doing. I just think that we cannot have these conversations enough. If you ever take public transit, you see people and they're so gray-faced, and I just feel like I want to hug them and just remind them what a short life it is, and to if they can step into what they really deeply desire for their lives, and that it's actually available to them. It's actually available, and this is the work that you're doing too. So it's just always so beautiful to be able to talk to Soul Sister about this kind of stuff because it matters, you know, it matters so much.
Yeah, and I always say there is an urgency. We think there's no urgency. We can wait till one day, and there isn't, you know. And stepping into your starring role gives you the most joy. To me, it's like, you know, you listen to the whispers of your soul because your soul knows exactly what brings you joy, but you have to take the courage and usually move through fear and step out of your comfort zone. And, you know, overcome your imposter complex and do it anyway.
And this is, and I think, too, if you, when we root into the fact that people want you to succeed, this is absolutely the truth that I see over and over and over. Your people want you to succeed. We're just actually starting the dress rehearsal of my Step Into Your Starring Role program. So this is going to be a six-week iteration of what will become a much longer program. And my gosh, Saskia, just a group of 25 women who have already assembled and are already championing each other. They barely know each other, and they're already bolstering each other, and it's just gorgeous to witness.
Tanya, we have to wrap it up, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You can find that probably on your website, www.tanyageisler.com. I have so enjoyed it. I'm looking at the clock, so we have to wrap it up, unfortunately. But thank you so much for being here. Everybody stay tuned next week. We have another guest, and we're going to talk about happiness. So stay tuned. We're back next Wednesday. And have a wonderful, joyful week. Don't postpone the joy.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.